So basically the reason I come down here every so often is I try to spread information about psychopathy, and I think it has an overarching impact on why people are down here camping out and why the financial industry and the government really doesn't care about the people anymore. These people, they're about 1 to 5% of the population, and they have no concept of empathy, remorse, guilt, conscience. They're just not, they're not biologically capable of it. And they've shown this in MRI studies, and there's been a lot of like actual hard science that proves the point that they're totally different than normal humans. There's also been a lot of research done by this one guy, Andrew Lobachevsky in Poland, who shows how they are able to infect and co-opt large groups of people, governments, and like religious institutions. That's why I brought this book, because he talks all about it and he shows scientifically how it happens each step of the way. And I feel that these people in like the financial industries especially, they're able to rape and pillage resources from the people without having any concept of how it affects others, because they can't conceptualize that. It's just not within their range of capabilities. And when we see institutions like the Catholic Church and how they handle pedophilia, for example, it's another instance of that type of conscienceless, remorseless being infecting and taking over a large group, and effectively, you know, distorting what the original purpose of the institution was supposed to be. And these people, they've probably been with us since humanity evolved. We've never really had any scientific understanding of them or conceptualization of them. And it's probably where our ideas of vampires come from. There's a word for vampire in every single language on Earth, and people have a very strong archetypal identification with it. And I think that's one of the reasons we've been aware that these people exist. I mean, most people in their lives have probably met one or two, the people that just seem manipulative, cunning, ruthless, and just able to control the people around them. And sometimes, you know, they put up this image like they're a really good leader, or that they're very confident. It's because they have no ability to even see how their plans can go wrong or how they can impact other people. So my big push is to come down and to talk about it and to share information, because the only way that we're ever going to be able to beat them is when enough people in our society know that they exist and can spot the behaviors before they're able to be controlled by them. They have a very cunning sort of paralogic or a pseudo-logic, where they take an ideal and twist it and manipulate it using words and imagery, so that they can make themselves seem, you know, righteous or correct. And when they do that, they can take in large groups of normal people, because, you know, people are very often identified with either, you know, a Christian ideology or an economic ideology or a political ideology. And any of those ideas can be effectively co-opted by this consciousless, remorseless type of person or a group of those type of people, and use it to, you know, manipulate large groups of people. I think this is a really good example of what happened to the Republican Party, for example.